Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live.
Welcome back.
Sorry for the chair scooting. What's going on?
Are we saying what day today is?
Today's Tuesday. We release it on... Oh, today's Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh. As you can see.
I didn't know. I was confused.
Yeah, today's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
That's what today is.
What have you been working on?
I have been working on stuff for our newest business, the Social Wag. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we ever dropped the name on that last time. Yeah. So we are moving along. We have now met and interviewed and collaborated, I guess, with the first person we're adding to the team.
We talked a little bit about that on the last one.
Okay, so we did that. And then since then, we have ordered almost all the stuff that we need to get started. To build out a kitchen. We have started baking recipes because we have to get all of those approved. That's like the biggest thing on our to-do list. And we have been graphic designing some apparel, which is new for us. We've not really swung into that venture before, but it's a lot of fun.
And we have to order samples tonight of the apparel.
Make sure that it looks right, colors are good, quality is good.
They come from a couple of different printers. Sweatshirts come from one printer because they have a print company because they have a larger selection of colors. And then the t-shirts are coming from another separate print company that, Kim's got ideas over there. I see it.
I was just thinking what else we've done.
Yeah. All right. And what else have we done?
You have built out the website.
Yep.
So that is up and almost running.
Yep.
Which that's a big piece of the puzzle too. I think getting the recipes approved so we can move forward and having the website so people can purchase stuff are the two biggest steps for us right now.
Yeah. And I've already sold some stuff, but we can't make it yet because we don't have the icing.
No.
Kind of. And we don't have approvals, but we might YOLO a couple of things.
And now we're still pushing forward on all that stuff. Those loose ends are not tied up, but I am also starting to brainstorm our marketing plan. We're not going to have much time between when we start posting that, hey, we're doing this, to, hey, you can buy our stuff.
Yeah.
And we're starting from the big old zero on all the social media pages, which is a challenge in and of itself to start from zero.
Exactly. So all this being said of what we are doing right now, we're going to talk about, I just pulled up a website. We have our own method, but I pulled up a website so it would be a little bit more organized. 15 steps to starting a business. And we'll talk through if we've done some of these things, if we've left them out, if we changed the order. So on this website, I'll just list all 15 really quick, and then we can go from there in order. It says brainstorm and refine your business ideas, pick a business name, create a professional website, conduct market research, write up a business plan, build a pitch deck, choose a legal structure, secure capital and cash flow, check out competitors, brand your business, make your business official, apply for tax IDs, licenses, and permits, set up an accounting system, build a strong team, and market your business. Mm-hmm. So let's start with number one. Is that what we did first? Brainstorm and refine the idea. I feel like that is what we did because we went over the finances of the company that we were going to apply for, acquire.
Acquire.
Sorry, I had a little brain fart. And that was part of the brainstorming because we knew where they were making money.
Yeah, and I agree that this is definitely step one, and I think this is a step that a lot of people are like, well, I don't really know how to come up with a new business. Like, everything, people are doing everything. So I think this is a step that people can get stuck at if they want to jump into the entrepreneurial world of how do I come up with that big idea and how do I know it's going to be successful? One of the things that, well, this one kind of fell more into our lap, but what we have done in the past for our other businesses, see if you agree with me, mm-hmm. is we've kind of gone through our everyday life and seen what else we needed in our day or what could make our life easier.
Right.
Like what was missing that we couldn't find in that certain market that we were looking at. And yeah. kind of grabbed that idea of like, man, if someone could do this for me.
We tried to fill a gap.
That would help. Yeah. So, but you have to kind of look at what you do every day, because that's going to be easier for you to build that business around, is something that you're already interested in doing every day, and find that gap that you can build. So that, I think, is one of the biggest things to coming up with that first initial idea, is look at something you need and where is that gap and how can you weasel your way right into there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And I think something that makes it a little bit easier for us to start businesses is because we already have a marketing structure where we own a photography, videography, and media production company and a marketing business. So we know the steps that it takes to do that. Whereas mm-hmm. other people, at first they would start taking pictures with their phones and stuff like that. And maybe I'm getting a little sidetracked here, but they wouldn't have the professional marketing content that we can produce when we start a business. So that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, we have that background right. where a lot of people, I would say a lot of people lack in the marketing knowledge.
And they would have to pay somebody to do that.
And that's where...
Like I built the website.
That's where their business kind of lags. Yep. Even if they've got this idea and they get going, down the road they find that they need to bring in marketing help.
Right, right.
Because that's a big part.
That saves us a bunch of money too. You know, thousands of dollars to build a website. I did that myself because this is like the, I don't know, 10th website we have. With thousands of hours of photography experience and videography experience where people wouldn't necessarily have that. So brainstorm and refine the business ideas, number one. I think that is for sure the first step, but picking the business name as number two, that's not, definitely not.
It's important. I mean, you need a business name, but I think people actually get caught up on this stops them from starting their business because they focus so much on having the right name, the right logo, the right colors. Like they really want to do that pretty branding part of it and it stops them from doing any of the real stuff that needs
to
be done.
That's the same.
The name can always change.
The same person that says that needs to be number two is the same person that doesn't start working out because they need new sneakers and new leggings and new shirts.
But with that, we did pick our business name pretty early on because you do have to have that to get the social media handles and all that to start your marketing.
Yeah.
So it definitely is in one of these first 15 steps.
I think it is in the legal name, secure structure, brand, new business. I saw one on here, create a website, conduct market research. Yeah, I think that is kind of in the conduct market research and write a business plan. I think the business plan comes right after the brainstorming and it goes right hand in hand with market research because if you don't do market research, it's hard to come up with a plan.
Yeah, and the business name, I think... That, I don't know. I think it's hard.
That's
I think it's one
hard.
Of the harder steps.
Yeah, and that's like why you don't want it to be number
like
two.
Conduct market research, write a business plan. That sounds like hard and very businessy, but when it comes down to it, the creativity to pick that business name that's going to stick and roll off people's tongues in the future and be that brand, I think that it's like picking our kid's name.
And it
there's a lot of pressure behind it.
It has create professional website before doing the market research. Well, if you don't know what other people's
let's
websites
just go
look
through.
Like. I don't know.
One
so
by
we're,
one.
Yeah, pick a business name. That shouldn't be number two, but you still have to pick a good business name.
So let's go through each one and talk about the importance of doing it, and then at the end we can kind of talk how we'd rearrange it so we don't confuse people.
Yeah, so pick a business name. You need to check trademarks to make sure that the the name of your business isn't trademarked. You need to make sure it's available through a domain. We had probably 8 or so business names, and there were 3 out of the 8 that the URLs were available or not like $30,000. Some URLs that are one word are very, very expensive. That's important, the URL for your domain website, and it needs to match all the social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok,
anything. Checking the trademark, you can just Google trademark search. That's pretty easy to look up and do. Then, yeah, you have to find the domain. But then I think if you're lucky enough to find a good domain that's like at a .com, it's getting hard to find that in the social media handles, just like straight through. Luckily, we found it with the name that we chose for this one. But that we went back and forth a lot because we couldn't get the exact social media handle that we wanted. It'd be like, and it's stupid because it's like someone has it who posted one picture one time, has no followers or anything, but now you can't get the name.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess you could figure it out, but.
And then, so create a professional website. I think all of these things need to be done. There were a few of the things that we searched and it had like the 5 things that need to be done, the 10 things, the 25 things. And this is the best list that I found. So create a professional website for this company. It's e-commerce. So we went with Shopify. We have, I've done Wix websites, Squarespace websites, and Shopify websites. And Kim used to have a, what's the
just a WordPress for like a blog.
WordPress website. Squarespace is really good. They have a pretty decent e-commerce, but it's not as robust of a system as Shopify, because Shopify is strictly online sales e-commerce. There, you get discounts on shipping. I think you get an 80% discount on shipping or 88% discount. So normally if something's like $30 to ship, it's like $7.
And like if you're starting like online courses and stuff, there's like Kajabi. There's a couple of them. So you just got to kind of...
Yeah, Kajabi's for like online training courses and
you
stuff.
You just kind of do your research. A lot of them have free trials where you can kind of set up and see how you're going to like it. And then is there like on Shopify, do you have to have it for a certain amount of time? Or like if you used it for 2 months and hated it, could you try something else? Like do they have a contract?
No.
These websites and domains?
No. Well, you transfer the domain to a different website. But it would be, I mean, if you didn't like it, it would be, actually, I think we started Pro Gifted on a Squarespace website. And then I had to switch everything and rebuild all of that on Shopify. You have to transfer all your SKUs for your products. And there are ways to export a portion of the website and then re-upload it. And I did that. But just, I would, depending on what type of company you're trying to launch, if you're going to start a teaching program, Google and YouTube, the best way to start this website, or if you're going to sell products online, or then you need to look up best websites to sell products
the
online.
The secret to starting a business
Is
to Google. You're going to hear us say that a lot because you can find the majority of answers. And if it's something as simple as finding like where to put your website, you can Google that. That's different from like something that could get you in trouble. Like if you're starting a health company and where to get, how to label your products and stuff like that, you might want to go past Google and hire somebody that actually specializes in that and knows the answers. But for all of these things we're about to talk about, Google is going to be your best friend.
Yeah. And even Google for that too, because I mean, we watched a bunch of videos on how to,
I'm just saying if there's like liability behind, like if you're doing human food and stuff, there's going to be a lot more liability.
Yeah, but you would find that on Google and then you it would tell you who to reach out to locally, because we had to reach out to the ag department, and FDA and all of that stuff to get our approvals.
So,
mean, essentially Google and YouTube will teach you. There are plenty of places online to look stuff up.
Number four is conducting market research.
Let's use us specifically, kind of what we did, where we looked up.
So first, what I did was I looked in the local area, right? Because it, we are starting primarily what's going to be a local-based business with the potential to go more national as we figure it out and grow. So I really wanted to hone in and look at the local business and see if where there is a gap. And within our community where we're going to have people directly shopping and we have connections with them and we're talking with them every day and we're, you know, going to dinner and seeing the our customers, essentially, there was not, the research was that there was room for this. There was now a gap in that market and nobody else in the area was doing it. So that was like my step one of this.
And or then, if they were doing it, they weren't doing it well enough that we could find them.
Right. And then it was, okay, well, now let's take a bigger look and look at the national level. National level, a lot of people are doing it, which is great because that means it can be done and that there is a market for it and people will buy that. So we went back to the national level, and then it's looking, okay, well, they're doing this and they're pricing it at this. They've got these offers. So how can we not copy this, but where can we put our specialty in?
Right. Where so can we put our spin on it?
Yeah, that was kind of how I went about the market research for this one.
Yeah. I mean, and we did a lot of this together. And we also, where we're shipping nationwide, we had to watch a bunch of videos on how they package the product, mm-hmm. how they make sure that stuff doesn't break. And I mean, it's cookies and cakes. And there are a lot of people that ship human cookies and human cakes, and they say exactly how to do it. But with ours, it's a different kind of icing. So we have to trial and error over the next 2 weeks on exactly how we are going to ship this stuff. So we'll be shipping stuff to ourselves and our family.
Taking it down the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to throw it around because, you know,
this is the more fun part of market research.
The UPS people or FedEx or whoever, USPS, they're not going to delicately carry it around, and you can't put fragile on everything, really. I mean, you could, but essentially there are ways to package it so that it won't break.
Yeah. So essentially take what your business is and do that research, see the gaps in the market where your customers are going to be, see who's doing what and how you can do it a little bit different, and then get down now like we are to the nitty gritty, like, okay, we have to ship stuff. How's that going to work? And start researching that part of it.
Yeah. And now the next step says write a business plan. So now that you've done all this research, it's time to get it organized and write it out in a business plan. And we've probably written ours out like 10 times on different whiteboards on what we need to do.
Yeah, and we don't do like when I think of business plan, I think back in school when you had to write it all out and submit like this big old packet of papers going through everything. I guess if we had to get loans and stuff, which is later on in this, we'd have to submit a formal business plan. But for us, it was just kind of whiteboard sessions and notebook sessions and writing everything out 100 different ways.
Yeah, and there's a business plan sitting right next to you, actually.
Well, look at that.
Lean business plan. Oh, how about that? Printing off these business plans just kind of gives you a little bit of an outline of what to do to structure all of your thoughts and get them a little bit more organized. And then building a pitch deck, we haven't done that. I have a pitch deck template that we use for some branding clients to kind of show them what we can do with their company. So maybe we should go over that. Not on the podcast, but maybe that's something we could do.
What would the benefit be to a pitch deck for a company like this?
So your business plan is more handwritten out, and a pitch deck is organizing the colors, kind of like your brand. Well, down here it says brand your business, but a pitch deck is like organizing the brand. So it has your video of what it is, it has photography, it has the type of photography written out, showing like screenshots. It's kind of like what do we do at the beginning of the year? Your
vision board.
It's kind of like a vision board for a business.
So I kind of thought, I'm not as well versed in this, but my thought process behind a pitch deck would be like if you're reaching out to other companies to work with, it's kind of what you would send them.
Yeah, that is.
To show your work and your business.
Yeah. So if you're going to wholesale, you could send them your pitch deck and show them like, hey, this is what we have. This is what we're going to offer to the market. So if we wanted to pitch our dog cookies wholesale to every dog food company or local business, then we could send that to them instead of sending them to the website, because this is, you know, before we even make the website live or whatever. And it's a little bit more organized and stuff like that. So,
okay. Choose a legal structure. I'm going to leave this one up to you because this is not the part that I dabble in.
Our legal structure is we have an umbrella company that is an S Corp. So we have a corporation that owns all of the companies underneath. And this company is actually under a second LLC. So it goes the corporation level, and then we have several LLCs under that corporation. And we have one LLC that all products that we sell go through. So it's a goods. It's called Terry Goods LLC. And everything under that is a doing business as, or a DBA, so that if someone writes a check and goes to the bank for the social wag, then it will be deposited into that account. And legally, we are, it's submitted with the SEC or the whatever, the Kentucky, whatever.
So at Secretary this point,
sorry.
Would it be just beneficial to work with a lawyer at this point? Like, is this where you kind of get your document signed and everything?
So if this is going to be your only business, then you would structure it as an LLC, but it would be a LLC that's structured as an S corp, and you don't really have to worry about that portion of it because that would be submitted by your CPA. So you structure your business as an LLC, or you set it up as an LLC, and then when you get ready to file your taxes, you, and I think down here it says set up an accounting system. So when we started our businesses 10 years ago or however, 8 years ago, the first thing I did was talk to an accountant to figure out how to structure everything. And then I had an attorney structure all of the businesses according to the CPA. That way I know everything is super organized, and the CPA does all the bookkeeping, profit and loss every month. That way when we get ready to do taxes, it's 100% organized.
So this is where you have to go above Google.
Yeah.
This is like...
Well, Google tells you how to...
I mean, it will tell you, but you have to have somebody
set it up
with you.
Google will tell you 20 different ways how to do it. I would find a tax professional locally that you want to work with. Find someone to give you a good referral, because you don't just want to find a random person, because my tax guy only does business taxes. He works with business owners. That's it. He doesn't do... just the only general public that he works with is, or only W-2 employees are the people that own the businesses.
Gotcha.
And then that way that person can tell you how to structure your business, because they're going to be the ones that do your taxes for you.
Okay.
So secure capital and cash flow. This is part of the business plan. You just have to know how much it's going to cost to start the business. And then how you're going to cash flow the business going forward.
Something interesting that you did for this when we got to this point was our minimum viable products. Is that correct?
MVPs.
Yeah. So we could start without being ready. We can just go with what we are able to do with the cash we are able to put forward at the time.
Right.
So I think that is an interesting standpoint and something for people to consider. You don't have to wait until you have this big business loan or you have $500,000 in the bank. Like, figure out what you can do now to start making money and then grow it.
Right. So a portion of the company is drop shipping t-shirts. That costs us nothing until someone orders a shirt from us. Then when they hit pay and it's $24.99 for a t-shirt, it pulls $24.99 from the card that I have set up on the t-shirt print company. Then my card pays the printer. The printer fulfills, and then their payment goes into my bank account to then flow back into my card.
Yeah.
So it's like a circle.
Yeah, and this would be something also to consider if you're trying to get in with stores and stuff, like what are their payment terms? Like, how do you get product to them and what do they expect back from you? Like, and can you fund that? Like, so this is all market research
and you can set it up.
Business plan research, though.
So. Like, if a portion of what we're going to do is going to be wholesale. So a lot of these people will want terms, net 30 terms, which means they have 30 days to pay. We'll probably set it up to where they can get a discount if they pay ahead of time. So if you pay your bill within 10 days, then you get a 5% discount on your order. And after that, you just pay the full price, but it has to be paid within the 30 days. And then after the 30 days, if it doesn't get paid, then there is a daily interest that you have to pay on it. So, And that's just the contract that you would sign with anybody that's buying wholesale.
And if you needed loans and stuff, this is where you're talking with your banker and figuring all that out that you need.
If you did, if you're starting out and you have to hire employees right off the bat, then you're going to need enough money to run payroll. Sorry if that's a noise in the background. There's a train out there. Then you're going to have to have enough money to run payroll. And essentially, the bank's going to float your business for a little while, but then you're going to have to start making money to pay that back.
Yeah. Okay, number 9. Check out your competitors. We kind of talked about this with market research. I think that goes into...
Keep talking. I'm going to reset the
market
cameras.
Research. So we talked about searching the local competition and seeing if anybody was doing what we were doing for the research, kind of seeing what people are doing, what they're pricing their products at, where there are gaps. So that's just kind of... I would throw that in with your market research as you're looking at your competition, because they are the market essentially. I guess in market research, you'd also look at like the need of the product and what problem you're able to solve for people, and where that falls into your business. And then checking out your competitors is just looking at who's doing what, how are they doing it, where are they succeeding, where could you come in and beat them out. Or at least compete with them.
Yeah. I think that's good. I mean, and checking out the competitors, that's an essential. There's some people out there that are like, only pay attention to yourself, blah, 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 blah. But then you don't know what everybody else is doing and how to differentiate yourself from the competitors.
But don't copy.
Don't copy it. And don't compare too much. It's just checking out and don't constantly compare yourself to everyone else. Even with photography, people are like, oh, did you see what such and such is doing? And I was like, no, I've been doing this 6 years, 8 years. I don't care what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just kind of to get that ground under you to see what's working already. That's why I say it goes a lot with market research, because what your competitors are doing is going to give you that information on what is working, what's not working, where you're kind of set at, because like if you look at a photographer, family photographer, right?
Yeah.
Like your area that you're in, the pricing is going to be set by your competitors. You can't jump in and go $600 above everybody for a family session, because you're going to limit yourself to who is actually going to come.
Right. Like and for cookies, you're kind of limited. We're not going to be able to sell one cookie for $100. You have to know everybody's selling
like
this cookie.
Everybody's selling cookies for $4. You might get a dollar here and there, but they've kind of set that precedence of where you kind of need to.
Unless yours is like a different kind of icing or something that's more organic or grain free or whatever. Also, we have 8 minutes before that memory card on the camera that has both of us on it runs out of memory. Yeah. So brand your business. Now, this was fun for this business because it's a little different than any of the other businesses that we own. Everything else that we run is...
This is where you get to do your logo and come up with your colors and what kind of vibe you want your business to give off. This one was fun because it's a dog business. It's naturally more lighthearted and more fun colors and more friendly. Like you just get to do a lot more and it's more acceptable. We can use like Comic Sans.
The logo design is, funkier. It has a dog's butt on it. It was definitely more fun, brighter colors than a lot of our other company stuff.
Here, if you haven't gotten your social media handles and all that, you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to get your logo. Make sure you have a professional working with you on your logo so that it's high quality. So when you want to print it on stuff, it's ready to go. And it meets... logos have to entail certain things that most people don't realize.
And now I have a graphic designer on staff that helps us. We do graphic design for companies. We design logos. We do this for other companies. We build out their brand, come up with their color palette, all of that stuff.
Fonts go into this. Yeah.
And we send them a brand book, essentially. And then I didn't know how many companies had such low quality logos until we started printing their logos on products through ProGifted. And it is crazy. People will send you this small little file size that's like their email signature, mm-hmm. and I'm like, no, this, look at this on this thing. It's all pixely. I mean, and then some people won't even end up ordering from you because their logo is so crappy that you can't put it on anything.
I think too, underbrand your business would be a good time to, if you can't take your own pictures or something, hire a photographer to come in and get some pictures of you, of your products, or and behind the scenes of you, whatever service you're going to provide. Yep. Get some of those branding lifestyle photos for your website Instagram and Facebook.
There
and
are a lot of family photographers that have gotten into branding photography over the past 5 years or so.
You can find somebody in your area.
Yeah, for sure.
Easy.
And it's not super expensive because they don't have to bring in a lot of lighting equipment or anything like that. It's usually just one person with one camera ready to go, and it's pretty quick.
Okay, next thing is make your business official, which I don't know if I know what they're thinking on this one because everything we've done so far is to make your business official.
I think this is when you pay for everything. So you found your domain. Now you have to pay for it. You've started your website. Okay. Now you click make it live. But this should go after.
I feel like this is the last step.
Yeah, for sure. And then you announce yourself on social media because you have all the social media channels. You set up your bank account. Well, that's a set up accounting maybe.
I know. But I feel like this, again, a lot of this is out of order, which we can maybe touch on at the end, but the next thing after making your business official, you can take that one for what it's worth.
Yeah. Apply for your tax IDs, licenses, and permits. And every business will have to do this differently. Like, this is the first one that we've had to go through the ag department to get approvals for the food and the SKUs and the ingredients that go in the food and stuff like that. So that's something that's totally different. But for tax IDs, when you are purchasing products, if you have a reseller tax number, then you don't have to pay taxes because your clients that are purchasing that product from you will be the ones to pay taxes. So they're not double charging your taxes. So I have a business account on Amazon Business and it has my reseller tax information on there. So we don't have to pay any taxes on all the products that we order on Amazon that we are going to resell. And any company that we order from, they know. They're wholesale companies. They know that they don't have to charge us taxes because we're going to charge the taxes to the end consumer. The government gets enough of our money. They don't need to get double the taxes.
Yeah. And again, this is something you can Google. Like, what type of business are you doing? What license do you need? Do you need permits for different things? You're going to be able to find all of this on the internet because people have done this before.
Yeah, for
sure. So whatever business you're starting, just look into that because you want all of that. I think you want all that before you make your business official.
Yeah, you need your licenses and permits.
Yeah.
And then the next is setting up an accounting structure. And this is if you're running your business cash or if you're running it on an accrual basis or an accounts receivable basis. So if you have a bunch of clients that are going to pay you, then you can run it as an accounts receivable. But all of our stuff's ran cash.
This is where I would need help.
Yeah. And this, it just depends on the type of business. You'll have to see, you know, you can Google it. There's a few different ways to run your company on that. And I don't know all the ins and outs. I just know that we have ours set up on a cash basis because a lot of our clients aren't going to pay us in the future. They pay us right then. So that's how our corporation is set up.
Okay. Build a strong team. I could go with or without this one because I think you can do a lot with a business with just you.
Yeah.
A lot of people do the solopreneurship for a long time and they do it well and they are very successful until they can get that income to and need extra help to actually need a team. So I don't think let that one hold you back. If you can do it and you're going to put in the work, start it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Build a strong team, maybe like a strong referral network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm in a business networking group, so that's your team, your sales force, stuff like that. So I think that could be, a strong team is a very loose term. Your local chamber, that could be a portion of your team.
Yeah.
Your local business networking group, your mom's group, your, you know, there's a million different teams.
Because even
teams.
You aren't going to get the best employees right off the bat as a new business usually, unless you're coming, you know, you've got a background and you know the people. So I think just understanding that the building a team is always evolving.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And don't let that hold you back.
Yeah, let me see how much time's left to talk about marketing, and then we're going to close it out.
Okay, so the last thing on the list is to start marketing your business, and that's the step that we are heading into right now, is marketing the business. And this is going to be, you know, starting your email list and your email funnel. It's getting your website out. It's starting to post on all your social channels. And
it's it being organized. So I'll take a little bit. So you need to know exactly what you're going to do. Are you going to send out handwritten letters? Are you going to post on social media first? How are you going to get the name of your business out to the public? Are you going to join all the moms groups? Are you going to join a business networking group? Are you going to just reach out and DM all your friends? It depends on what type of business it is, that the way you're going to get it out there. And there's a bunch of ways to do it, but I would have that written out in a plan. Okay, I'm going to reach out to these 20 people every day. And then I'm also, if I'm going to follow up with an email, I'm going to friend them on Facebook. I'm going to see if there's a way to send it to a specific neighborhood, mm-hmm. because you can send snail mail to a specific zip code or street or whatever. And it's very cheap to do that. A lot of people don't know that in the day and age of all the social media stuff, but it's cheap to send out mailers.
Yeah. So market your business. This is the area where a lot of people fall flat on, even if they've been in business for decades.
Because it costs money if you don't own a marketing business.
Well, and it's not a lot of people have that mindset. They're in the business sales mindset, and they forget about the marketing to build the sales mindset.
Right.
So just kind of, I think, add this into your business plan, is where are you going to market? How are you going to market? How are you going to get your name out there? And just start building that marketing plan out.
And the number one thing that we're going to leave you with is stay consistent in everything you do, and don't stop marketing your business even though you're getting sales.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.